What exactly happened is the key question or starting point for a fascinating new exhibition which opened on Thursday at the Galeria Rudolfinum in Prague. Entitled Mutating Medium, the show focuses on changes in Czech photographic art over the last 20 years, as artists working in the medium shifted from traditional methods to new ways of seeing and treating the image, blurring at the edges with other forms, other media. The exhibition follows on the massive success of Decadence Now and has 150 dynamic and unusual works which should prove just as stimulating. I caught up with the curator of Mutating Medium, Pavel Vanchat, on the day of the opening. He described how much over the last two decades work with the photographic image has changed.
It's definitely a big shift. It's a big shift from the very beginning of the show, where you can see some quite classical, let's say postmodern or symbolist photographers, up to the last point of the show where you can see not even photographs, you can see just shades and lights, and like the picture itself is breaking apart into pieces and is being remodeled again into something completely new. This medium is mutating through these 20 years into many different forms, many different formats, many different multimedia solutions in the field of contemporary art. It's important to stress that this is not so much exhibition of photography, it's more exhibition of contemporary art using photography and about the possible solutions, different solutions, how to incorporate the photography into contemporary art.
Many directions have been inspired by the evolution in technology and the advent of the digital image, which could be newly addressed, distorted, reinvented. And Mutating Medium shows gradual evolution, but also thematic jumps and aesthetic overlap and sharp juxtaposition and contrast. The show is divided along five lines: the pictorialists, strategists, manipulators, non-photographers, and post-photography. Work displayed early in the show includes that of Ivan Pinkava, known for his use of symbolic or biblical references or narratives in portraits that represent individuals as alabaster-like and androgynous. Pavel Vanchat again.
His works are one of the most classical in the exhibition. On the other hand, all the exhibition is set together that many of the artists who even appear at the beginning or at the end appear in some single or few works in some other places of the exhibition to make some comparison between the other artists, which are not even in their group, in their similar area. But I try to bring some, let's say, confrontative approaches to all the rooms of the exhibition to get as much as possible from the comparison of different eras, different genres, different approaches.
Similarly, the curator took a special approach to the interiors of the 19th century neo-Renaissance building.
It was quite difficult. I must say the team of Rudolfinum Gallery is really perfect and professional, and they even allowed me to work in some not so classical way, like using the nails directly into the walls, which is not very common for 19th century Kunsthalle. And also it's difficult that the whole space has got that classical appearance where you would expect more some 19th century painters. But I try to keep the rhythm of the exhibition quite neurotic or nervous and to, let's say, to beat off the atmosphere of the space.
Indeed, much of the work on display is stimulating, whether the calm but somehow nerve-wracking silver bromide seas of Pavel Banka, Markéta Otová's Cesta, The Journey, which features an abstract black shape in an historic train yard, but no train. Or Veronika Bromová's brutally anatomical digitally retouched photographs from her 1990s series Pohledy. There are the ultra-bright digitally altered landscapes by Štěpánka Šimlová and an untitled lambda print of Bright Roses by Jiří Týn, which forms the show's central image. Lambda prints produced by digital laser exposure of photographic film are extremely sharp, extremely high resolution. I asked curator Pavel Vanchat why this image in particular had been used to highlight the show, and we talked about the artist's broader work.
We can talk about the youngest artist in the exhibition, Jiří Týn, who from quite classical photography, which he studied in Academy of Applied Arts in Prague. He got to three-dimensional works, and in his recent works he is even working with photogram, like this avant-garde technique. He's even making some three-dimensional sculptures which resemble the photography itself, but in fact are made just of pure single color lights and few like wire objects with some simple geometric forms. So that's as far as the photography can go today, and that's this end is kind of like balanced with the beginning, and it's showing the tension between these 20 years.
And of course he chose one of his images as the sort of title image for this show. Correct.
I didn't. Petr Nedomadic, the director of the gallery, and we were choosing within 3-4 different pictures, and each of the pictures had different graphic designer, so we chose the best graphic designer, which kept well with the image.
But there's something very sort of poetic about that image. Like you say, there's a classical element to it.
It is very much classical. On the other hand, it's a little bit over-the-top classical. So that's tension at the end of photography, that if you come up with beautiful photograph of beautiful rose, you cannot take it anymore as a beautiful rose. You have to think why anybody did that photograph of the rose. And I think it's getting a little bit scary to have such a beautiful photograph today.
As for one of the main ideas viewers may take away, that photography in many ways melded with other media, subverted or was subverted by, absorbed, distilled by other forms, only to resurface and metamorphosize again. Digital advances, now commonplace, provided new freedom for artists to explore. Pavel Vanchat, once more.
Definitely it gave much more freedom. Like today it's like I have a idiom for that today the photography is not so much defined as a single branch of art, but it's becoming something like just a technique on the caption below the image. In fact, it's difficult to say like if there's the photography tradition, if it's continuing in some strict way. It's more like it's being broadened to quite any aspect of the contemporary art.
Visitors of the exhibition, which lasts at the Rudolf Inum until May 1st, may also be interested to take a guided tour of the works on display, and a beautifully produced 150-page catalog is also available, though for now only in Czech, although an English supplement is in the works. You can find out more information about Mutating Medium at our website, www.radio.cz.
That was Jan Wellinger ending that edition of The Arts.